This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado already has more than 250 tax credits and other tax breaks on the books. Lawmakers are looking to add a couple dozen more this session. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
Should Colorado cut sales taxes for students' textbooks? How about offering a tax credit for veterinarians operating in animal care deserts? Or maybe a $1,000 refund for teachers who spend their own money on school supplies? Those are among the big slate of tax measures from Democrats and Republicans this year. The biggest proposal of all, though, would grant close to $1 billion in tax credits to low-income families with kids. But there's a limit to how much tax revenue the state can afford to give away, so you can expect a tough fiscal fight over these ideas in the coming weeks. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Damage to underground electric cables is the likely cause of a fire and power outage in downtown Colorado Springs last September. An investigation by the city-owned utility shows a private contractor doing some drilling likely nicked some cables. Investigators say the contractor was not following state-mandated protocols. Around 280 customers were without power for some days. This week's snow knocked out power in some spots and slowed things down along the Front Range. With schools and many workplaces closed, a lot of people are just staying in. CPR's Megan Verlee has the view from Lakewood.
Hey, we need the moisture, isn't that what they always say?
Lauren Havner says the snow is tough on his 80-year-old back, but he was still getting ready to fire up the snowblower and help his neighbors clear their driveways.
Some of them can't get out, so as long as I can get out and help, I'm willing to do it.
Across the street, Malachi and Weston, both 12 years old, had been out exploring in the snow.
Can we help a car get unstuck from over there?
You unstuck a car?
Yeah.
Did you push it or did you dig it out?
We dug it out.
Excitement over, the boys were headed home to warm up and play video games. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Lakewood and Metro Denver should see some clearing through the day and a mostly sunny Saturday. This is CPR News.